NATO and world leaders are sharpening their criticism of Russia over its actions in eastern Ukraine. And in Ukraine, residents of a strategic port city are working alongside government soldiers. They're building up the city's defenses against a widely anticipated assault. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson is in Mariupol and sent this report.
A handful of residents in this industrial seaport came with a backhoe and shovels to dig deep trenches next to a windy Ukrainian checkpoint. Called Number 14, the checkpoint is about 30 miles from where pro-Russian separatist fighters are encamped. Some of the sweaty volunteers take a cigarette and water break. One is a 19-year-old computer science major, Alexei. Like many people in eastern Ukraine, he fears reprisals and refuses to give his last name. Alexei says it's important to dig these holes for the soldiers who man this checkpoint so they can hide from artillery fire and shelling and protect Mariupol. The soldiers embrace the public show of support. Their smiles and relaxed demeanor today are in stark contrast to the fatalism they expressed at this checkpoint earlier this week. A witness told me then that the soldiers here had divided themselves into two groups, one of which planned to stay and fight to the death so the other could get away. Ukrainian Captain Ruslan Muzichuk says watching the volunteers today only makes him more determined to stop the separatists and their Russian allies from getting to Mariupol.
It's really important, and first of all, it means that the population here supports Ukrainian army, and it's very, very important.
Mariupol Mayor Yuri Khotluby agrees. He says the public show of support highlights how much things have changed in the port city since rebels captured the main government building here back in the spring. At that time, many of the city's nearly 500,000 Russian-speaking residents were sympathetic to the separatists. But after a series of fatal clashes and an appeal by Ukrainian tycoon Renat Akhmatov for a united Ukraine, local steelworkers pressured the rebels to leave. Mayor Khotluby says nowadays, people view the secessionist movement as a dead end. He predicts no one is going to recognize the country called New Russia the rebels want to create. Khotluby believes it will become a, quote, territory of social outcasts. But that doesn't mean he and others here aren't taking the threat the advancing separatist force poses seriously. If the separatists take Mariupol, then Russia would be able to create a land bridge to Crimea, which it forcibly took from Ukraine earlier this year. Like many eastern Ukrainians, Mariupol volunteer Alexei has closely followed his government's accusations that Russia is stepping up its deployment of troops and armaments to help the rebels. Kyiv officials say four military columns crossed into eastern Ukraine this week alone.
Before, we were dealing with a group of bandits, or riffraff. We could kick them out by ourselves. But this is no longer a war of opinions. This is a war against Russia.
For their part, the rebels claim the weapons and military vehicles are all seized from Ukrainian forces, and the 1,000-plus Russians fighting alongside them are all volunteers. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Mariupol.